Good afternoon from the KWAT newsroom. I'm Mike Tanner. Watertown police say an arrest has been made in a deadly shooting early this morning. KWAT News spoke with Watertown Police Sergeant Troy Van Dusen.
Watertown police and paramedics were dispatched to the 600 block of First Avenue Northwest here in Watertown after they received a 911 call from a male who advises that his roommate had been shot. Officers arrived, made contact with a 30-year-old caller outside the residence. They then went inside the residence and discovered a 30-year-old male who had sustained a fatal gunshot wound to the head.
Van Dusen says the man who called police about the shooting was detained and questioned, and he's now been charged in his roommate's death.
As a result of this investigation, we have now arrested and charged Donald Vincent Heron, age 30, of Watertown, with first-degree manslaughter and also reckless discharge of a firearm. The victim in this case has been identified as 30-year-old Seth James Murray of Watertown. Those were the two individuals that were alone in the house by themselves. There was nobody else present at the time of the shooting.
Heron is being held in the Cottington County Detention Center on $100,000 cash-only bond. Van Dusen says both Heron and Murray lived at the home where the shooting occurred. Another suspect wanted in connection with a double homicide in Sioux Falls has been arrested. Police say it was a citizen tip that led to the arrest of Maria LeClaire in Red Wing, Minnesota on Thursday. She was arrested without incident on a charge of first-degree robbery. Police are still looking for Manuel Frias, who's wanted on a first-degree murder charge in the shooting deaths last Friday of 28-year-old Sam Crockett and 30-year-old Corey Zephyr. Police say it was a drug-related shooting that happened outside a Sioux Falls apartment building. A third suspect, 19-year-old Crystal Haben, was arrested on Tuesday for allegedly concealing a felony. Two Chicago men have been sentenced in federal court for conspiring to distribute heroin in South Dakota. 48-year-old Robert Lockhart was sentenced to just under 9 years in prison, and Clifton Odie was ordered to serve 20 years. Lockhart and Odie were among four men indicted a year ago. All four eventually pleaded guilty. Co-conspirators Raleigh Thomas and Stephen Harris both were sentenced in October to 5 years in prison. U.S. Attorney Ronald Parsons Jr. says the group distributed heroin in Sioux Falls, sometimes trading the drug for firearms. An Aberdeen woman has been sentenced to 5 years in prison for financially exploiting three elderly people while working for a home health agency. Attorney General Marty Jackley says 37-year-old Amy Schmidt was sentenced on Thursday for grand theft. Along with prison time, Schmidt was ordered to pay about $7,000 in restitution. The case was prosecuted by the Attorney General's Elder Abuse and Financial Exploitation Subdivision. The number of Republican candidates vying to take Kristi Noem's seat in the U.S. House of Representatives could grow by one in the next few weeks. There's word out of Pierre that District 5 State Senator Neil Tapio of Watertown is a likely candidate to enter the race and that a formal announcement could come in the next 2 to 3 weeks. Tapio has been a vocal supporter of President Donald Trump and the issues that he campaigned on. In fact, Tapio was the South Dakota director of Trump's presidential campaign. Recently, Tapio talked with our newsroom about why a run for higher office might be in the cards for him.
I'm looking for the highest platform possible to be able to fight the issues that I care about. I care about foreign policy. I care about national security. I care about the war on radical Islamic terrorism. Those are some very important things that are not being addressed properly by our government officials, and I want to raise that level to the highest level. And so in that sense, I am seriously considering a run for the U.S. House, but I'm leaning towards throwing my hat in the ring.
The two Republicans who've already announced for the office have been raising money and courting votes for some time. They're Secretary of State Chantel Krebs and former Public Service Commissioner Dusty Johnson, who also served as a former chief of staff to Governor Dennis Dugard. The Republican primary will be held in June. Looks like a chilly weekend across the region, along with the return of some light snow. Kerry Hanko at the National Weather Service in Sioux Falls says the first round of that light snow comes later today.
You will see a real quick snap of some snow moving through. But because it's going to be so cold outside, we're really looking at some really light, fluffy stuff to pile up quickly. So about 1 to 3 inches, it'll be out of here really quickly, and we're not really looking at a lot of wind with this one, at least.
Hanko says there will be another round of light snow on Sunday.
And again, on Sunday, we have a small chance for some snow. Right now, there's a lot of uncertainty about exactly how much snow we're going to see, how much moisture there'll be with this system, but we could see, maybe a quick inch of snow at best.
Hanko says we should see milder temperatures return later next week. Well, backers of a proposed new casino in Yankton are beginning to make their case to state lawmakers. Spokesman Bernie Hunhoff says they've had some economic and market studies done on the proposed Port Yankton.
You know, the goal is to create an entertainment district, really not just a single gaming center, but something that'll help Yankton and especially our historic downtown Yankton become really an entertainment district. And it's been really exciting. I mean, we've tried to do our due diligence, and feasibility studies show we do have a market niche here and that we can really draw from Iowa, Nebraska, even Minnesota.
Hunhoff says they'll ask lawmakers to put a constitutional amendment on the ballot.
So our next step is really to go to the state legislature and share with them what we've learned, what we've found, and hopefully they'll be excited as we are that there's really an economic opportunity here to take tourism and travel, I think not just in the Yankton area, but in southeast South Dakota, to take it to another level.
And Hunhoff says it's a similar situation that Deadwood faced in the 1980s.
The argument, I think, is that we really have a unique opportunity here, just as Deadwood did. And we sit in a market area that can really bring new travelers, new visitors, new tourists to not only Yankton again, but to the whole southeast South Dakota corridor. Tourism is something that we can really help grow our economy, especially in a place like Yankton, where you've got the river, the history, the lake. We already have something like 1.5 million visitors coming here a year.
Hunhoff says their bill is still being written and will be introduced by the end of the month. The South Dakota Tourism Department had their budget hearing in front of legislative appropriators this week. Tourism Secretary Jim Hagan says they had just one significant change.
One thing we were asking the Appropriations Committee to consider and the legislature to consider is making our travel counselors at our information centers full-time, or not full-time, but seasonal employees of the Department of Tourism. We've handled their employment through a contract with a tourism association for decades.
Hagan says fewer seasonal employees are needed because of a reduction in the number of welcome centers in the state. Those are your news headlines for this afternoon. Remember, news is available anytime on our homepage at gowatertown.net. From the KWAT Newsroom, I'm Mike Tanner.